Okay, AB3WG, welcome everyone. We're going to hang out here for a little while, maybe just a couple minutes after 8 o'clock, and then we'll get started with the MDC section-wide EchoLink net. Thanks everyone for joining. Stand by, and then we'll get started. AB3WG, stand by. Okay, AB3WG, MDC section manager. My name is Chris. Let's stand by for a couple more minutes. I would like to get quite a few more people logged in here on the MDC monthly EchoLink conference. So let's stand by just a couple minutes, and then we'll check in with the section staff. There's a couple things I'm going to speak about real quick. I have three fairly large announcements and one mundane announcement. So we'll get to all that. We'll wait for some other folks to check in, and then we'll get started. Let's wait till a couple more minutes, and then we'll get started. Thanks everyone for joining. AB3WG, standby.
Thank you, Charlie. Thank you, Control Frequency. The audio was extremely low. I couldn't really copy without turning it up really high. My call is WA3 Papa Baker Charlie. I hope this is helpful.
Hey, Ron. This is the MDC section that it's mostly on EchoLink, so yeah, there's a difference in sound quality. We'll be taking a roll call on the W3FDK repeater in about 20 or minutes or so. KB3DOF.
Yeah, I was just WA3BBC. I wasn't mainly listening, but I just wanted to let whoever was on that to know what it sounded like. Hopefully a helpful report. Okay, WA3BBC. I'll be clear, but probably just listening.
Okay, very good. Hopefully everyone can hear me okay. I think I've got everything set properly. My name is Chris. This is I am AB3WG. I'm the MDC section manager. Thanks everyone for joining tonight. I'm going to go ahead and get this started. We've got a fairly nice group tonight. I always hope to have more, but then it takes longer. So we welcome everyone. Thanks for joining us tonight on the MDC Section EchoLink Conference. And first, I want to go directly to John Creel, WB3GXW. John, thanks as always for hosting our conference each month. And if you have any words for the net, please give them at this time. Okay, very good. We'll try John again. All right, so a couple things I want to get to real quick, and then we'll get to the section staff and then our linked repeaters. First thing, the section news went out literally minutes ago. I apologize for getting that out late this month. But it did. It should be in your inbox for league members at this minute. So that is out. There's some good information in there. We've got a really nice Skywarn report this month, and some other information in there that we'll speak about in a couple minutes. All right, now on to the big news. I was just on the league website, and the results from the Atlantic Division election, among other elections that took place, are posted there, so I'm pretty sure I'm okay to go ahead and speak about this. So sure enough, our Atlantic Division Vice Director, Marty Pittenger, who was in a contest for the Vice Director position, did defeat his opponent. So Marty will remain the Vice Director for the Atlantic Division for the rest of his term. So that's the first very big news I wanted to announce. So we're glad to have that results to report. Okay, next thing on my list, I guess the FCC was in a charitable and Christmas mood, so they did remove the symbol rate restriction. That information is on the AWRL, the league website, if you'd like more information on that. So that's also good news for MCOM. And lastly, I just want to, I don't want to step on Father Al's toes, he'll probably mention this. There's some nice things going on with the NTS 2.0 project. We've got some new forms available for the ICS 213. That information is also available in the section news. If you're not sure what the website is for that, there's a website link in the section news. Let's see, what else? Let's take a break. Stand by, AB3WG. All right, let's go ahead to get our section staff checked in, and we'll hear from those folks. Let me take a quick look at the folks who are checked in here, and I usually go straight away. And I know Marty is on his way back from the league as we speak, so I'm not sure if he's going to be here or not. I don't see him listed as a check-in just yet, so he may come and join us later. All right, let's go ahead to WI3N. Jim, good to have you with us, as always, here on the MDC Section Echolink Conference. Your words for the net, please.
Okay, thank you very much, Chris, and good evening, everyone. First of all, I'd like to say happy Thanksgiving to everybody. We're going to be heading up to Michigan on Tuesday, coming back following Monday. But so hopefully we'll have some decent weather. Never know up there. I'd just like to mention that the ArriesMAT group is still going strong, and we'll have some stuff coming out later on about that. But that's about it for me. Great. I did see the newsletter just a little bit ago. Haven't managed to get through everything. And thanks to everyone for putting your articles in there. That's really great to know what's going on all around the section. Thank you very much. Back to net, WI3N.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Jim. It's always great to have you report for us here. Let's see, what else do I want to say? All right, let's go to, let's see who else I can find here. Father Al is with us tonight, W3YVQ. Father Al, always great to have you with us here on the Section Echolink Conference. Your thoughts for the net tonight, sir?
Okay, good evening, Chris. The pause is to allow repeaters to reset. I hope that was enough time. It's ever too short. Somebody holler at me, please. And good to see John WB3GXWS tonight. So thank you, John, and the other John, for continued service on the Echolink server we use for regular MEPN Echolink check-ins on a daily basis on the -L connection so that we don't tie up any repeaters. And also good evening to all the folks I see on here from Baltimore Traffic Net and or MEPN. And someday we'll have to, Chris, have a big antenna party at your place and put up a big antenna. We may have to clear a few houses out of the neighborhood to do that, but you know, anything for good HFQSOs. And let's see, I guess the biggest news of all the report is the FCC relaxation of the baud rate ceiling, which had been in place for many, many decades, right? And has replaced that and the proposed new rule with a bandwidth limit instead, which allows the baud rate to increase. And what that essentially does right away is allow factor 4 to be used instead of factor 3. Well, what do we use factor 4 these days? Lots of things. There are three major networking systems, four if you include some of the redundancies, but the manual voice and CW nets of the NTS, the manual voice and CW nets of Radio Relay International, mostly in the central and western areas. RRI's Digital Traffic Network, or DTN, which handles the legacy and the hybrid radiogram nationwide 24/7 with auto-forwarding via HF Factor, and also a radio email layer called WinLink, which allows us to send messages in the email format with attachments and multiple addresses anywhere in the country within minutes by radio connections on HF Factor or Vera, or on Packet or Vera, and or Telnet directly over the internet. Furthermore, all of the stations who have Factor or Vera capability can send messaging back-to-back between their stations, which means nets like our famous Prince George's County Hospital System nets are able to send messaging in the email format with complex medical attachments as required between hospitals, peer-to-peer, as well as through the WinLink network. And if they have ICS form content, they can export it with a file message and attach an email formatted text file by copying it. And you can open it up in Notepad, for example, select it and then copy it, and paste that between the breaks in a radiogram. Post the radiogram on RRI's digital traffic network, and the email formatted text will carry through the HF forwarding all over the country to be delivered by addressee anywhere. So that's what Factor is used for. Now, what impact will that have? Now, the SCS people who developed the Factor modems that we've been using for quite a few years now, known as the PTC2s, and the latest and most famous probably the PTC2 USB, which plugs right into a USB port on a computer of any modern vintage, and the software with airmail or express allows you to send radio email and or DTN traffic using Factor over HF or Vera on HF or Vera on packet in order to move messaging of that sort using the Factor modem. But Factor 4 can produce more throughput, that is a higher data rate, in less bandwidth than Factor 3 did, which is the earlier maximum value limited by the baud rate. So by releasing the baud rate for Factor 4 permission, we've actually increased the throughput and reduced the consumed bandwidth on the bands, which means you can serve more messages per user per minute on a network or peer-to-peer. So that's great news, and they're talking about relaxing it also on VHF, UHF, and some of the other more extreme bands as a proposed rulemaking, but that's going to take a while longer. 7-3 all, a very happy Thanksgiving to each and every one. Have a wonderful holiday. Be careful if you're traveling. And God bless the United States. W3YVQ.
Okay, thank you, Father Al. And one thing I would mention, Father Al, if you can get ready to hit the button again there. I'm reminded by our vice director that the relaxation of these symbol rate restrictions do not take effect immediately. It will take some number of months for this to take effect so that you can start doing that. Father Al, do you have any information on that? Over.
I have some information on part of it and no information on the remainder. The part that was published states that the new bandwidth limitation replacement for baud rate will go into effect 30 days after the new rule is published in the Federal Register. The second part, I don't know yet, is when that publishing of the new rule is going to take place. Quite often it's a bureaucratic matter, that is when the FCC's board produces output, how long it takes to be prepared for posting and publishing, etc. Then it goes on to the Federal Register as a proposed rule already approved by the Commission, and it will go into effect 30 days after it's published there. That publishing allows everyone to be on notice about the change. So that's the latest as of tonight. So I don't expect the publishing of the proposed rule change will take too terribly long, probably much less than the 30-day timer that will begin shortly or immediately thereafter. W3YVQ.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Father Al. I do appreciate the information. And your knowledge and wisdom on that. All right, AB3WG, my name is Chris. This is the monthly section EchoLinkNet. Again, the section news is out just this evening. There are no current hamfests coming up in the section, as it's not not unusual this time of year. So we'll wait for the new year to come and get back into the hamfest season. So we're looking forward to that. All right, I want to go to some of our linked repeaters now. Let's start off with KA2JAI. This is Anne Arundel County, the KA2JAI repeater, please. Your comments, and then, so Don, if this is you, give us your comments, please, and then call your stations.
This is the MMAR.
Well, thanks, Chris. This is N3FQC, and I'm net manager of the Baltimore Traffic Net, and one thing I'd like to say, thank you to some new volunteers for net control stations. We've been lacking for a while, and now we've filled some of those slots, and I thank them quite a bit, and they're doing really good, and if anyone's interested in BTN, we still could use alternate net control stations, and what's good about that is you can listen and practice how to be net control, and this is probably, since it's a we pass traffic, and also it's a training net. And in that, when you're receiving or sending traffic, if you're stumbling, this, that, and the other, hadn't done much, you will be aided and helped in how to pass and get that traffic passed properly and make corrections. And sort of like MCOM, but this will be real traffic. And the other thing I'd like to say is, like I said, if you're interested in learning how to be net control station or even pass traffic, be welcome to the Baltimore Traffic Net, which is on 146.67, tone 107.2, every evening during the week at 6:30 p.m. local. And with that, I will call for any check-ins on the 805 machines first, and then it looks like we've got a couple people on the EchoLink. So first, people on the repeater, please call.
This is Bravo 3 Hotel with me, Mike Dave in White Marsh.
This is November 3, Romeo Echo Sierra.
Okay, we'll start with the R folks first, and then we'll go to the EchoLink where we got Arnold and Steve on there. And so first we'll start with Dave, KB3HWM. Your comments, sir.
Good job. Thanks for picking me up, and good evening, Chris. Thanks for running the EchoLink net. Glad to actually be able to check in and listen for once. Just trying to get my EchoLink up and running so I can wander around the house with the HP, but that's in framework. So just sitting here in the shack, which I've been reorganizing and cleaning up and listening along. So always good information, and glad to be in here and listening. So that's all my comments. So back to Don, AB3HWM.
All right, thanks, Dave. Next we've got Ray, N3RES. Your comments, sir.
I just looked at my email and seen there was a net tonight, so figured I'd come in here and make an appearance. Been a while. Okay, yeah, I'll go in there down and I'll be listening. And for your RES back to that.
Okay, any other folks on the 805 machine, which can check it? Okay, with that we'll go to the EchoLink. We've got K3TL Arnold. Your comments, sir.
Kilowatt 3 Tango Echo Lima, just listening and enjoying the net. And everybody have a good Thanksgiving. Drive safe if you're going out of town. And enjoy your Thanksgiving at home if you're not going out of town. And just staying local. 7-3 all. back to you, Don.
Okay, I guess that's it for Anne Arundel County, and thanks for letting us talk. I see Marty's up and around now, so that's great. So N3FQC, back to Chris.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Don. Thanks for handling the KA2JAI machine. All right, true to form, our Atlantic Division Vice Director, Marty, I've already blabbed about the election results a little bit and mentioned to everyone that I thought you were driving home from the league. So you sure, just like you said, you've made it here with us. We're pleased to have you. KB3MXM, congratulations. Your words for the net, please.
Well, thank you, Chris, and for all that's here.
Okay, it seems we've lost Marty. Let's give him one more shot here. Marty, try it again, please.
All right, can you hear me okay this time? I hope so. So here I'm in Melville, New York. Sorry for that interruption. Melville, New York, about halfway across Long Island for the election counting ballots, or ballot counting. Everything went smooth today, so... No hiccups, and the results came out pretty quickly. I'm still here. They ended late, and it's not a good time to travel on Friday evening across New York City. So thank you once again, and I thank all of you for your support and loyalty and dedication to amateur radio and to the Atlantic Division. So I'll be back in the hot seat starting on Monday, and thank you very much, Chris, for your support and as our section manager. All right, I'll turn it back to you. I won't stay long. I'll be ready to answer any questions. KB3MXM.
Okay, thank you very much, Marty. And once again, congratulations, and be safe. Let's see, what else? All right, let's go to the W3FDK repeater next, please. W3FDK, your comments, and then call your stations, please. All right, we will come back to the Frederick machine. Let's go next to Ocean City, Kilo 3, Oscar Romeo Bravo. Your comments and call your stations, please.
Hey, good evening, Chris. This is K3WOC, Mark here in Ocean Pine. So on behalf of the K3ORB repeater, I hope you are doing well, and good evening to the rest of the net. We'll go ahead now and ask for any stations out there listening to the K3ORB repeater here in Ocean Pines. If you're out there listening and would like to participate tonight in the MDC section-wide Echo Link Net, we're standing by for your call now.
0 CBS, Bethany Beach, Delaware. Whiskey, 0 Charlie Bravo Sierra, Bethany Beach, Delaware.
Kilo 3, Mike, near Emmitsburg.
Delaware, my name is Bill, Bravo, India, Lima, Lima. All I have is 5 watts on an IC 52 Alpha. Over. 0 CBS, Bethany Beach.
Hey, Roger, that stations. Let me read those call signs back real quick. I might have had a couple of doubles in there, and I think I missed somebody's call sign. But first up on the list, I had W0CBS. Thank you so much up there in Bethany. KC3UCQ, Brian in Newark. K3MMM, that's triple M, as in Michael there. And then I had a Bill from Delaware. Sorry, Bill, I did not catch your call sign. Would you like to please reiterate that? And then following any other additional check-ins, if you're out there listening. Go right ahead, Bill.
Bill, Bravo, India, Lima, Lima. I am W0CBS, Bethany B.
Keeler, Charlie 3, Quebec, Quebec, Oscar, Eric, Jessup, Maryland.
All right, Roger that. I got KC3QQO there as well. Sorry, it might not be on our machine, but that's okay at all. That's okay. No problem at all. Let me jump into a little bit of news from the Worcester Radio Group here in Worcester County, and then we will start with our comments here. Just wanted to say congrats to Marty as well for becoming the Vice Director here of the Atlantic Division. Thank you, and Chris as well, for all the work you do for the MDC section. We love what you guys do here. And then as far as the club is concerned, we have a testing session coming up on December 6th at our next club meeting. Our club meetings are the first Wednesday of every month right in downtown Berlin. So we do have some open slots available for anybody interested in upgrading their ticket or have a friend that might want to become an amateur radio operator. They can go right to our website at k3wrg.com. Just take a quick break. And last on my list for club news is that we will be having an antenna build event coming up on Saturday, December 9th. It's a fantastic way to get our members together to share knowledge, tools, and materials for all sorts of ham radio related projects, including but certainly not limited to just antennas. Some of us are going to be building balun, utility boxes, center conductors, and all sorts of good stuff. We're really excited about that. We had a great time last year building copper J-pole antennas and other dipole designs, too. So we definitely encourage other clubs that are looking for more indoor activities as the cold weather approaches. These little antenna build events are a really great time to get everybody together. So with that, we'll go ahead and jump down to our comments. Let's start right at the top here with Bill in Bethany Beach, Delaware, W0CBS.
Much. This is a surprise to hear this activity on K3ORB. I'm running barefoot. I have a battery-operated IC52 Alpha. All I'm doing is 5 watts into an AR270. How well am I making a repeater as far as comments? I'm glad to hear this. I'm building a new radio station in Bethany. I've had a license for 40-plus years, but never had a chance to get on real 2-meter UHF, and I am a new purchaser of a high-call 7610, and I'm learning all this stuff new, but I've had a license for a long, long time. I used to live on the shore, worked on the shore, and I'm just a beach bum with a shack in Bethany Beach.
Well, that is fantastic there, Bill. Well, I'm so glad you joined us here on the net tonight. We hope to hear you more on the Ocean Pines repeater here. You're coming in just fine on that 5 watts and a handheld. Yeah, gotcha. Tiny little bit of static, but nothing to sneeze at all. So glad to hear you building up the station, and we hope to hear you on the air again soon. Thank you for checking in here tonight. Join us on the third Friday of every month here for the MDC section wide net as well. Let's pass it on down to Brian in Newark, Maryland, KC3UCQ.
Good evening, Mark, and everybody on the... All I have this evening, back to you. KC3UCQ, back in the control.
Thank you kindly there, Brian. Always a pleasure having you on the monthly section-wide net. Thanks for all you do here with our club, too. Looking forward to seeing you at the Antenna Build event. Have a great evening there. Let's pass it on down to K3MMM, triple M there. Go right ahead there, sir. Nothing heard there, caller. Sorry if you're still out there, Kilo 3. Mike, we're standing by.
Okay.
Nothing heard. Sorry about that, caller. Let's go ahead. The last person I had on my list was a caller from Jessup, Maryland there. If you're on the K3ORB repeater, we'll go ahead and call you now there, sir. KC3QQO is what I had a copy on. Go right ahead. My apologies there, caller. Sorry, nothing heard. Are there any additional stations listening on the K3ORB repeater here in Ocean Pines that would like to check in to the MDC section-wide net? We'll stand by one last call. Go right ahead, callers. All right, nothing heard, so we'll go ahead and pass it on back to Chris here, Net Control, AB3WG. This is K3WOC, Mark here in Ocean Pines. I wish you guys a happy Thanksgiving. We'll pass it back to Net. Thank you so much.
Okay, great, Mark. Thank you, and all the folks on the ORB machine. It's a pleasure having you guys with us here on the Echolink conference each month, and good to hear from you as well. All right, let's go next. Oh, I want to get let's go ahead back to see if we can get John Creel, a WB3GXW, out here. If John, if you're listening and you're, it looks like you're with us here. Your words for the net tonight, please, sir.
Okay, good evening, everybody. WB3GXW. The Laurel Amateur Radio Club will be testing tomorrow, and as a result of the continuing resolution passed by Congress, we will be able to upload the session Monday. The FCC will be working. Even if they shut down, it would not have affected the radio spectrum. Hi, hi. Just a general reminder that if you want to have a QSO via Echolink with between cell phones, you can go to WB3GXW-L. I don't think we can link cell phones to each other directly, but feel free to utilize GXW-L. Do your best to wear it out. And that's all I have this evening. Please be safe next week if you're traveling for Thanksgiving. And God bless America. WB3GXW clear.
Okay, very good. Thank you, John. As always, it's a pleasure wearing out the Echolink server here for you. So we're happy to help. And thanks very much for all that you do for the MDC section. All right, that's, I'm going to switch over to my individual check-ins now. We're going to start right at the top of my list with WI3J. And this should be, is he still out here? Oh, what happened to, I guess we lost Stu. Did we lose Stu? It looks like we did. All right, no worries. Let's go to, KB3, let's see, where is everybody going? I have a list, and now, oh, here we go. Let's go to the iPad user, Kilo Bravo 3, India Victor Sierra. Your comments for the net, please. All right, nothing heard there. Let's move down to N7HVF. Linda, good evening. Your comments for the net tonight.
Okay, I have a question. I need someone who knows about the SAMP6. I'm having some problems with getting the email in, and I was just wondering if there was somebody out there that could maybe assist me. If, I don't know, I could give them my phone number or whatever they want to do, because I'm new at it, and but I'm having some problems. N7HVF.
Okay, Linda, I'm more than happy to help you. I'd love to have you send me an email. My email address is my call sign, ab3wg@arrl.org. I'll type it in the chat when I get a chance. So it's, again, Alpha Bravo 3 Whiskey Golf at arrl.org. And my name is Chris, so send me an email. I'm happy to help you with, we can chat via phone or text, or I'm pretty good getting back to folks on email. So I'd love to help you out any way I can. Okay, let's move next to, let's see, KB3SPH. Jeff, your comments for the net tonight, please.
Good evening, everyone. The Charles County Amateur Radio Club did a special event station from Mallows Bay, the Ghost Fleet of Mallows Bay, on Saturday, November 11th. Very successful, had 186 contacts, that included 11 countries and 33 states. Back to net, KB3SPH.
Okay, good information there. Thanks very much for that. And I'm reminded that when you mentioned that, Marty was mentioning that the battleship Savannah, I believe there was an event coming up, or maybe it might have taken place already, I believe, but there was something going on with the ship, the Savannah, special event regarding that, but not sure if it's happened already or not. All right, next let's try November Charlie 3, Mike. This is Mike, and your comments for the net, NC3M. All right, nothing heard there. Let's next go to, let's see if Alpha Bravo, yes, Kilo 3 Alpha Bravo Zulu, Mark, welcome, and your comments for the net, K3ABZ.
Thank you, and I just wanted to attest to the
BTN, Baltimore Traffic Network, for their support to newbies like me in learning the trade and message handling in the system. Really grateful for all that and for all their support. 73 everyone, K3ABZ, back to net control.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Mark. It's great having you on the Echolink conference here tonight. And Mark's one of our newer net control stations on the Baltimore Traffic Net and doing a fantastic job. It's excellent training. If you've got a new ham in your club or in your group or you're interested in learning how to handle traffic, as Don was mentioning earlier, the Baltimore Traffic Net is an excellent place to start. And we welcome everyone to check in with us each evening. All right, next going to Pam, KQ Bravo 3, Sierra Whiskey Sierra. Pam, your comments for the net tonight.
Thank you, AB3WG, Chris at Net Control, and everyone else on the net this evening. The Fort Washington Amateur Radio Club conducted a radio license exam session last week, which resulted in another new ham now in our ranks. And I'll send it back to Net Control. This is KB3SWS.
All right, very good. Thank you very much for that information. That completes everyone on the list that I have. Let me make an open call here for any station that I missed, any station that has any further information, and then I have a couple quick things. And by golly, we'll probably get out of here early tonight. So let me ask for any station that I missed or any station who has any further information, please. Okay, nothing heard there. Two things that I want to mention real quick just before we close. I did receive today in the mail the very latest calendar from the league. It's absolutely gorgeous this year. It's all about a visit to W1AW. Now, each month it has a beautiful picture of the headquarters building and so forth. So if you're I get this every year. If you're looking for a calendar for the new year, please check out the new ARRL calendar. That's on the league website. Also, another thing that happened to me of note is I got an email again from the league, and you can sign up to get reminders from the league if your FCC license is about to expire, which mine is in February. So they send you a nice little email reminder. You can sign up for these reminders and emails from the league by going to the league website, visiting your account page, and then if you scroll down, there's an opt-in slash out section, and you can check off any emails that you would like to receive, and that is one of them about having your license renewed. So I did go out to the FCC's website, and I was not allowed to renew it just yet, so I'll have to wait a little while on that. So I just thought I'd blab about that a little bit. Pretty interesting. I've never had this the first time, obviously, I've had to do it because I got licensed in 2014, so it's coming up this coming year. So that's that. All right. One last call. Any other information before we close, please? Okay, very good. Thanks, everyone, for joining us this evening on the monthly Section Echolink Conference. Again, my name is Chris. I'm the section manager. I am very happy to be helping everyone in the MDC section. We've got a great group of section staff that we work with. I'd love to have a meeting with those folks coming up in December. I'm not sure if it's going to happen. Please make sure you visit the Echolink, the MDC site, if you want to get the section news. You don't have to be a member. You can just type MDC in the search box on the league website, then go to the MDC link, and then you'll scroll down all the way to the bottom, and you'll see a download section, and the current section news is in there for everyone to see, whether you're a member or not. So that's good. All right, let's wrap this up. Thanks, everyone, for joining. We get out early tonight. I appreciate your time, and all the great work that everyone and our clubs are doing, our section staff. Thank you all. We'll close now. Be safe. Have a great Thanksgiving, and we'll talk to everyone in December. 73AB3WG.